it's been a process, and that's something that's going through the experience in New York and the things that we had to do there, and then coming here and having some more experience with it and seeing some of the challenges even more clearly. It's been a lot of hard work, but I do like the way that the players have worked throughout this. I think that organizationally we're making strides. I think the team, we're making strides, and some of it is more apparent than others. One of the things that I talked to the players about is the fact that last year at this time we were 32nd in the league in penalties. This year we're third, and that's progress, and that'll help us as we continue to improve. And I think we played some close games, and if we can fix some of the issues that we have, those close games will turn.
Eric, specifically on penalties, what did you do to fix that problem?
We've worked pretty hard at it. We've taken a lot of heat for making the guys run a lap if they get a penalty, but it definitely gives you time to think and remind you about it. We hired a gentleman named Dick McKenzie, who used to work for the league, and he actually coaches the officials that we have at practice. And we get a group of officials each day, and they call practice, and we track the penalties. So where we're not doing very well, and we try to address those and teach specifically how to do it better. So the main thing is being able to be consistent with this.
Do the guys run? I know you did it in training camp where they run the lap. Do you do it in the regular season too?
Yeah, we have.
How did that go over?
Well, when Favre first came to New York, he got one and he ran his lap the first day. It was on YouTube about 30 seconds later. But it's not designed for any other reason besides the fact that it's important. And when you do something, the whole team loses, not just you. So in that environment, it's good to be reminded of it, because it's really important. It negates big plays. It gives the other team extra opportunities. And we're far from perfect, but we've made some strides.
Eric, you mentioned Favre. I know you played him in week one. Obviously, he's coming back here in a week. You've got kind of a unique perspective on the whole thing. What do you make of what's happened this year?
In terms of his success?
Of him coming back, of how well he's played, of what may lie ahead. Just kind of your perspective.
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit before he made his decision, and the thing I said to him is, do whatever you want to do. Both decisions, either staying retired or coming back, have really positive things, and both have some negative things, but whichever decision you do decide to make, you'll make it right. And he was a good guy to have around. He was a good guy to coach. I enjoyed him. I learned from him. Hopefully he learned something from me, and things were going pretty well, and we ran into some bumps at the end.
Could you tell last year how mad he was at these guys?
We didn't really, that wasn't the focal point of our conversations. What we were trying to do is incorporate him into the offense, incorporate him into the team, and move on as Jets at that point.
Are you surprised at the way he's played, Eric?
No, I think Brett's a really good player, and he can make some things happen that other people can't. He's got great instincts. He's got a ton of experience. What hasn't he seen in football? And, he's been facing defenses for a long time, and I think guys enjoy playing with him and playing for him.
I know it's been a challenging start there, but how good was it to get another job right away after the way things ended out in New York?
It was positive, and I can tell you that I was proud of what we did in New York. I think that winning 2 out of 3 years, and there's a lot of things that had to be done. And I think that locker room is filled with some really, really good people that are good players. And I think the young guys have developed over time. We put a real emphasis on teaching them how to be pros, and we spent a lot of time focusing on what we call core characteristics, which is guys that are smart, tough, hardworking, competitive, guys that are selfless, and guys that football is important to. And that's up in our draft room here. It's up in our free agency area here. And I believe in that. I believe in character. I believe in discipline. And I believe in it because I've lived it. And I know it works, and I know it works in any sport, not just football.
Where are you at quarterback right now, Coach?
Well, Derek is our starter, and we initially it was Brady, and he had won the competition, and when I made the change, it wasn't as if DA hadn't done a nice job, and I really thought that he deserved an opportunity at that point. I think offensively we can do a lot of things better. There's been some opportunities that we just haven't capitalized on, whether it's because of a drop ball or miscommunication in the protection or a batted ball, things that to me aren't inherent problems with the system, but correctable things that we can work on and get better at.
Eric, is Corey Williams in your doghouse?
No, he's not.
Why? No, I was going to ask, why isn't he playing more?
Well, he does play quite a bit in our sub defenses, and he's worked some in base. And one of the things that we do here with all our players is try to play them all in some kind of role. And sometimes your role is going to change week in, week out, and we're always going to try to play the guys that give us the best chance to win, the best combination of guys. I like the way that Corey's worked. I like the way that he's committing to really learning how to be a better and better two-gapper. And I've seen some progress there. And his play time has reflected that, and it's increased over the past weeks.
Eric, the Packers have had some problems protecting Aaron Rodgers so far, and there's a chance they might start a rookie at left tackle from a defensive game planning perspective. How much attention will that get from you guys?
Well, I'm sure that they feel that gives them the best chance to improve their protection. So we'll obviously look at it and try to get as familiar as possible with him. But they can create a lot of problems offensively, and sometimes the ball comes out quick for 5 yards and goes for 60. So we've got a lot of things that we have to deal with.
Eric, on the flip side of that, what's it like to have Joe Thomas as your left tackle, and how important of a building block is that for a team that's going through what you guys are?
He's been great. You know, my first year in New York, I drafted DeBrickshaw Ferguson and Nick Mangold, and played them both all year long. So we had a rookie center and a rookie left tackle, and Joe is much further along than Brick was at that point, and getting to know him, you really like him. All those characteristics that I talked about, he's got, and he's a talented guy. He was voted captain this year, which to me is a real sign of maturity and respect by your teammates. So I've enjoyed working with him, and I think he's good for a guy like Alex Mack, who was not quite as high a draft pick, but still a first rounder, still in a position that has a lot of responsibility being the center, and that group as a whole, I think, does a nice job working together and trying to improve.
Getting back to the quarterbacks, Coach, you know how people talk, if a quarterback isn't a star by the second year, he must be a bust. But what are your thoughts about Brady Quinn at this point?
Well, every quarterback develops a little bit differently, and with Tom, his first year, he wasn't lighting it up. And even when he got in and played the second year, I wouldn't say he was on fire there, but Tom worked hard, and Tom was very deliberate with practicing things he wasn't good at, and it didn't change, and I imagine it hasn't changed to this date the way that he approaches each week. And the important thing for Brady or for any position is to keep being the same guy every day, to keep coming in and identifying areas of weakness and working on those and not getting caught up with where you are now, but being focused on where you want to go and what you want to do. And as we all know, things change quickly, and you can be the starter in a play. And then when you get that chance, you don't want to have let all those other opportunities leading up to it slip by and you not be able to maximize the opportunity. And I should just probably give you guys one more thing here, just so you when you see the injury report. We've got quite a few guys sick with the flu. So 12 guys right now who'll be on the injury report with that.
Any today. H1N1 type of stuff? Are you tested for that, Eric?
We will test with that or for that, and we're contacting the league about it. But at least for today, there's going to be 12 guys that aren't practicing.
Are you going to be able to actually practice?
I'm going to scale it back some and slow it down some, and maybe eliminate the afternoon meetings just to try to get the guys a little more rest. It's that time of year, and we're really being proactive with, if there's any signs of it, trying to send those guys home so that it minimizes the risk to the player and it minimizes the risk to the group.
If you didn't have bad luck, you'd have no luck at all, huh?
Well, I don't know how to answer that question. It's just another challenge to work through.
Do you guys have to keep your guys away from each other so it doesn't spread? How do you handle that whole thing?
Well, that's what I'm saying, is anytime anybody shows any signs, we're getting them home right away and just trying to limit the exposure that they have their teammates into the building and put them in the best position to get healthy as quickly as possible.
You feeling all right yourself?
Yeah, I don't feel too bad. You know, I've got three young kids at home, so I'm not going to take any chances. I'll be here. I'm not going to take any chances of possibly getting them sick.
Anything else for Coach?
Coach, could you just talk about what makes Josh Cribbs so effective in the return game and then what he brings you in that Wildcat?
Yeah, he's very strong, and he runs with good balance. He's got better speed than you think, and he's got just a will. There's some plays where he just wills it to happen, and I know that sounds it's not a tangible characteristic, but it feels tangible when you watch him run.